This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. continues airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. President Obama says world must be more prepared for Ebola-like outbreaks. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. American fighter jets, drones, and other aircraft pounded Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria Friday as Britain, Denmark, and Belgium joined the U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said Friday that more than 200 airstrikes have been conducted in Iraq this week and 43 in Syria.
This week has been an important week for the U.S. and our coalition forces.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said Friday the military campaign is an Iraq-first strategy, but not an Iraq-only strategy. He said the strikes in Syria show Islamic State fighters they have no safe haven. Dempsey added it's too soon to tell whether key leaders of the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda-linked Khorasan group have been killed. He said intelligence analysts will be monitoring intelligence and social media to find out. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for greater readiness to handle biological threats like the deadly Ebola outbreak that continues to spread paralyzing fear and desperation across West Africa. The president, speaking Friday in Washington to health and security envoys from more than 40 countries and organizations, touted a strategy he described as prevent, detect, and respond. Also Friday, the World Health Organization published new data showing the death toll in West Africa has surpassed 3,000. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani expressed skepticism Friday that U.S.-led airstrikes in Iraq and Syria could crush Islamic State militants. From New York, VOA's Margaret Bashir filed this report.
Mr. Rouhani said the violence of terrorist groups has nothing to do with Islam and that the flow of fighters, funding, and other resources must be cut off to them. But he questioned whether targeted airstrikes or even soldiers on the ground could accomplish that. Mr. Rouhani said all terrorists are bad and must be condemned, but then he said he was amazed when a reporter asked if that included militants from the Iranian-supported Lebanese Shiite militant group Hezbollah or Palestinian Hamas fighters. He said those groups are not terrorists, but legitimate resistance fighters. The United States has designated both Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorist organizations. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
The United States has rejected a speech given by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the United Nations Friday, saying it included offensive characterizations. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Mr. Abbas was demanding a firm timetable for an Israeli withdrawal from occupied Palestinian lands. In doing so, he accused Israel of war crimes during the recent conflict with the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. A new report finds a growing number of people are fleeing war in the Middle East and other conflict zones and are headed for industrialized countries in search of asylum. Lisa Schlein filed this report from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports indications are that as many as 700,000 claims could be lodged by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says this would be the highest total number of people seeking asylum in industrialized countries in 20 years.
The findings show that clearly more war equals more people needing asylum. Syrians, Iraqis, Afghans, Eritreans are the four leading nationalities of people needing asylum.
The UN Refugee Agency reports asylum claims in industrialized countries between January and June were 24% higher than during the same period last year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents have stormed a province near the capital, killing dozens of people over the past week. Authorities say the killings by the insurgents included at least 12 beheadings in the Ghazni province, 200 kilometers from Kabul. Reuters news agency reports that provincial officials say an estimated 700 Taliban fighters launched the attack on the area and have killed more than 100 people. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. Now, on this edition of the program, we're going to lament the passing of an NEA jazz master, the great Gerald Wilson. But instead of being sad, I invite you to join me in a celebration of his wonderful life and musical legacy. Yes, on today's Jazz America, we'll celebrate the life and times of the late, great trumpeter, composer, bandleader, arranger, NEA jazz master, leader of his massive orchestra, the great Gerald Wilson, who passed away just a few days ago, actually, at the age of 96. But what an incredible musical legacy he has left us. And I had some wonderful conversations with him. I'll share some of those conversations and, of course, a lot of his music on this edition of Jazz America. Now, one of the features of the life of Gerald Wilson is the fact that he was born in a little town in the state of Mississippi, Shelby, Mississippi, back in the year 1918. Now, Mississippi, if you don't know the geography of the United States of America, is right next to Louisiana. And, of course, New Orleans is the place where, by all accounts, jazz was born. Well, Mississippi had a lot to do with the great music of America, blues supposedly born in Mississippi. And we're very happy to be able to share with you some of the music of another artist who was also born in the state of Mississippi. He is the great pianist and composer and vocalist, always with a very tongue-in-cheek sort of way of writing songs and delivering them, the great Mose Allison. I want to give you some music from this gentleman who's from a little town called Tippo, Mississippi. He was born in the 1920s there. And from his 2009 recording, released in 2010, The Way of the World, and by the way, features the son of Gerald Wilson, Anthony Wilson, playing guitar. Here's the song, My Brain, from Mississippi's Mose Allison to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
My brain is always ticking, my brain. My brain is always ticking, my brain. My brain is always ticking, long as I am alive and kicking, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain, it's steady working, my brain. My brain is steady working, my brain. My brain, it's always working, long as you keep that coffee perking, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain, cool little cluster, that's my brain. My the cooling cluster, that's my brain.
The Jazz Classic, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid. Interpretation by the great Lester Young, the man that Billie Holiday called Prez, the President. Lester Young on the saxophone, recorded live in Chicago in 1950 with an all-star cast that included Joe Jones on the drums, Kenny Drew on the piano, and others. And Lester Young, by the way, like our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, who we'll remember fondly in this program with his 96th birthday just happening in September. Lester Young was born in Woodville, Mississippi in 1909, and Gerald Wilson also born in that southern United States state of Mississippi. Now, just like Gerald Wilson, Lester Young made his way out of the South to escape the extreme prejudice that happened in the 20th century there for African Americans. And he made his name on a grand scale all around the world, as did Gerald Wilson, multi-Grammy Award nominee and NEA Jazzmaster. I had a chance to speak with him a few times, and my last conversation with him was in the summer of 2011. I want to share some of that conversation with you now, and then hear music from one of his last recordings, In My Time. Gerald Wilson, NEA Jazzmaster, gone at the age of 96, but fondly remembered here on VOA's Jazz America.
The man from Mississippi via Detroit, or the man from Detroit via Mississippi. Don't know which one it is. What do you think? It's Gerald Wilson is with us here at NEA Jazzmaster, and I'm sure proud of that fact, and we're proud to see you, sir. How are you?
Fine. I'm doing okay and glad to be here again with this occasion this year, honoring the new recipients of the Jazzmaster Awards.
Yeah, these young cats.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, you know, it is such a wonderful spirit that you get when you gather folks that love the music together. And I think the thing that came out of this panel today was the familial aspect of it. The fact that when you play with a band, it's kind of like playing with a family. You become like family members. You travel around. I know you've got some thoughts about that experience in your life.
Oh, yeah, that's a great experience. I've been lucky that way, you know. I attended school in Detroit for 5 years, and when I was in the 11th grade there, I got a call from Jimmy Lunsford to join their band. Mm-hmm. And I left school before I graduated at that time. And but yes, it getting with that band, and they took me over and started teaching me again. I had what I had in school, but they taught me more and more. And it's like brothers; we were like brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful playing in bands. Mm-hmm. And anything. I like combos. I like everything. Thank you.
Wilson and his orchestra, Blues for Manhattan, from his album In My Time. And now, here is a new celebration of Fats Waller from the album All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller. It's Jason Moran bringing his music to the 21st century with Yacht Club Swing on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Pianist Jason Moran was touring a show he called the Fats Waller Dance Party and was inspired to continue his celebration of Fats Waller with the music you just heard from All Rise, a joyful elegy of Fats Waller. That's his brand new release. A little electric and some interesting modern 21st century groove for jazz, drawing from one of the great artists of the 20th century. Jason Moran, great work from him, and more of our celebration of Gerald Wilson, who died at the age of 96. The great NEA Jazz Master will return to the 2011 celebration and induction of the NEA Jazz Masters, where I had a chance to speak with him and share more of his music with you, too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from a longtime Jazz America listener in Tima, Ghana, Queasy Angelo, who wrote to me to say that because a U.S. ambassador, a female U.S. ambassador, got 98.1 FM for VOA in Accra, Ghana, that's why I am inundated by emails from Ghana. And he also said, why can't the State Department arrange for you to visit Ghana and meet the jazz enthusiasts here? Is anyone in the cultural section of the State Department listening? Well, Queasy, thank you so much, and that would be wonderful. So I'll pass that thought along to the State Department in the cultural section. Anybody want to send me to Ghana? I'd love to go. He also wrote, I understand Althea Gibson, the tennis star, was an accomplished jazz singer. Can I hear one of her recordings? Well, thank you, Queasy Angelo of Tima, Ghana. And I've searched high and low, and unfortunately, I cannot find any of the jazz recordings of Althea Gibson. I'm not sure if she was an accomplished jazz singer or not, and that's something I have to investigate a little bit further for you in the future. But in the meantime, I hope you'll enjoy hearing the music of a jazz singer who, like our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Gerald Wilson, was born in Mississippi. Cassandra Wilson was born in Jackson, Mississippi, and of course is now one of the great jazz singers of all time. Here is her version of Miles Davis's classic Seven Steps to Heaven from her album Traveling Miles to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. Spin.
facilities. We are safe as we please, and we'll be standing at those gates. Seven steps create.
We would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year of 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. The name of the salt. Salt peanuts. Ha ha ha!
Was there ever a more famous band that ever came together for one concert than the quintet of Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach, who played live at the Massey Hall in Toronto, Canada, on May the 15th of 1953 to create the album The Quintet, Jazz at Massey Hall, one of the most famous recordings in all of jazz history. That's Dizzy Gillespie and Kenny Clarke's composition, Salt Peanuts, recorded live here on VOA's Jazz America. Just a little bit of jazz history for you. Well, a lot of jazz history, actually, and here's more. My conversation at the 2011 induction of the NEA Jazz Masters with Gerald Wilson, who just passed away at the age of 96 earlier in September. Let's enjoy that and then hear more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America. Growing up in Mississippi, he was the son of a teacher, and she instructed him to learn how to play the piano. Not long thereafter, he picked up the trumpet, and that became his musical instrument of choice.
I replaced Cy Oliver, and then Cy Oliver was it's too bad he didn't get this kind of award. He went with Tommy Dorsey, you know, and stayed with Tommy until he died.
Serendipity, you never know what's going to happen in your life.
You know, Mr. Byrne was my trumpet teacher. Mr. Byrne was head of the music department, and he was a trumpet.
Cast-tech.
He was already teaching us to play G's and A's above high C.
Wow.
So you know, that's back in those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. My trumpet playing, I did all right with Jimmy Lossman. And I did all right with my band. I played for a while. And then I played with Dizzy Gillespie's band. Jimmy Heath and I were in the same Coltrane. We were all in Dizzy Gillespie's band in 1950. And I made the transition from those days to bebop.
Yeah.
If you listen to Leroy Benninger's record called Leroy Walks, you'll find out I'm all over that horn. I loved Clifford Brown. I loved Dizzy. I had put it all together. I play on there like you think I'm a bebopper.
I said, damn. He's known so much for his big band stuff and his charts, but folks, he can play it too.
I had to do that.
I got to hear that record now. I got to go grab it and see if I can't play it for folks.
Yeah, get Leroy Walsh.
You got it.
Leroy Walsh.
All right.
I'm all over it.
Gerald, thank you so much, sir. It's always a pleasure to see you. Gerald Wilson's been my guest here on VOA.
great NEA jazz master Gerald Wilson from his 2003 release entitled New York, New Sound, recorded with a host of great players joining with him with the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. Players like Kenny Barron on piano and Eddie Henderson on the trumpet and Frank West on the tenor saxophone. And part of that new sound created in New York with his orchestra and those special guests, a little bit of a Latin side of things. As a matter of fact, Brazilian guitarist Oscar Castroneves joined in with Gerald Wilson on the song M. Capatillo. The sound of Latin music, just one of the facets of his incredible career as an arranger, as a composer, as an orchestra leader, and as a trumpeter. And that work you just heard was created when he was in his mid-80s, back in 2003. Now, let's enjoy some brand new work from another of the great masters of jazz today, the great bassist, composer, and four-time Grammy Award winner, Stanley Clarke. From his album Up, here's Gotham City on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. had a long conversation with Stanley Clark at the Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll share with you in the future, so be listening for that and be listening for more of our celebration of Gerald Wilson next hour on Jazz America.